Now, one place that money will have to go towards is road work. That's because while California's record-setting wet season is coming to a close, road repair crews are just starting to deal with record-setting damage. KQED's Dan Brecky reports.
It's a mess. It's a freaking mess.
Silicon Valley resident Art Vasquez has been traveling the roads of the Santa Cruz Mountains for most of his life. He's just stopped to check out an enormous gouge in a mountainside where a February landslide ripped out a 50-yard gap in Highway 35. Vasquez says he can't remember anything like this past winter.
I've been riding motorcycles here for 47 years, and fire trails and everything, but I've never seen it this bad.
The main reason it's so bad? The spot where Highway 35 collapsed in February, southwest of San Jose, has gotten about 94 inches of rain this season. That's about double the normal amount. The result is a big-ticket construction project, in fact, the most expensive emergency road repair in the state. Caltrans says rebuilding the highway around the slide and installing a wall to keep it there will cost about $37 million. Agency spokesman Bernard Wallach.
It's definitely one of the biggest landslides in the state of California, and it's obviously requiring a lot of attention. We tried to fast-track construction to get the road back in service because we know this road is widely used.
And what about the rest of the state? Well, let's refresh our memories.
Streets have collapsed, the roads have washed away, and highways have been buried in mud.
Huge mudslides are blocking a stretch of Highway 1 in Big Sur.
I-80 closed in both directions at this hour. Crews are working to clear a mudslide.
This monster slide on Highway 17 at Vine Hill Road.
The 15 freeway saw a lot of damage, particularly in the Cajon Pass and in Victorville.
In other words, what happened in the Santa Cruz Mountains happened in some form from the Oregon state line to the Mexican border. The final tally likely won't be known for years, but emergency storm repairs are expected to total nearly $1 billion for the state and another $400 million for counties and cities. Federal funds are expected to help pay that bill. And Caltrans says that broken section of Highway 35 will be ready to drive again by the end of the year, weather permitting. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecky in the Santa Cruz Mountains.